you're with us for the morning show as we get to meet Miss Milwaukee 2022. Jada Davis is here, the first Black woman to be crowned Miss Milwaukee. But first, it's our spring member drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and I would like to say that it is your support that is the foundation of funding for WPR programs. In fact, it's the largest piece. It's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for these interesting discussions. And that's why Lee Rayburn, my colleague, is here to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right, Kate, and we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,000 in effect right now. It's a great time to donate because current members, including a member in Big Bend and Waukesha County, will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we've been hearing about the craft of butchery, and it's a voice in Wisconsin who we might not otherwise hear from, making us think and reflect about how meat is processed. And this thoughtful, local to Wisconsin discussion is really what we do best here at The Morning Show. These are the kinds of conversations that you can count on from The Morning Show.
It was wonderful to meet Heather Opper this morning and walk in her shoes a little bit, and excited to meet Miss Milwaukee in just a second. WPR is listener supported, which means you make this possible. Your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes all these topics you tune in for every day available. Available for all. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
Everyone should make the gift that works for them. And for you, that might be a gift of, say, $100 or $200 a month.
Maybe that's what you pay for your streaming services, your family phone plans. Listening to WPR is something you do every day as well. So put a value on it, like other things that are important to you. And then go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I like Wisconsin Public Radio because the programming is excellent. I feel like being a listener and a contributor, that it helps me be a little more in control of what's over the airwaves. Wisconsin Public Radio is important because all of us as a community are contributing and helping to make sure that we get balanced coverage on news and also a very positive listening environment. I find humor, and I love the political discussion that covers both sides of the issues, and I think that's really important. I'm Amy Kocha from Green Bay, and I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Amy, thank you. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, and it's why your support during this spring member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. It'll be matched. Maybe it's $100 a month. It will be matched right now. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And then you go out and you brag about it. After you've made your donation to WPR, you can make your gift go further by telling your friends and family and even some strangers.
Well, whether you use social media or you just call them up the old-fashioned way, you mention it to when you bump into them, just letting your friends and family know that you support WPR will help plant that idea in their mind. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and let your friends know how good it feels when you support the station you enjoy every day.
It does feel wonderful, and our dollar for dollar match is still in effect.
That's wonderful too.
Let's keep it going. There's still room for your gift to be matched. So WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
Think about that added bonus now for supporting programs you love. You could win that $1,000 to spend on bikes and cycling gear at Wheel and Sprocket. No contribution necessary. All the details are at WPR.org/drawing. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
Sarah in Madison says, I love to listen to WPR on my commute to work. Elisa in Milwaukee says, I love my morning starting off with the interesting topics. I start my day curious, inspired, and informed. We do as well. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
And now we meet Miss Milwaukee 2022, recently crowned. Jada Davis is here, trailblazer, first Black woman to be crowned Miss Milwaukee. She's embarking on her social impact initiative now. It's called What's Wrong with Being Confident? Join in on pageants on self-esteem, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here with Miss Milwaukee, 800-642-1234. Jada Davis, business owner, Marquette University Law School student. Jada, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks for having me. So excited to be here.
Great. What does it mean to be Miss Milwaukee? How do you describe it?
This means a lot just for me to have won the title during Women's History Month back in March was a super special moment, just to have a piece of history be part of my life. And then more importantly, the impact that I'm able to have with this role in the Milwaukee community, especially for other Black and Brown young women who don't see someone that looks like them in roles like this very often.
You don't come from a pageant background, I understand. What caused you to want to try this? I think this was your second time competing?
Yes. So competing came out of nowhere as far as pageantry and scholarship competitions goes. And when I did my first one, I thought that I was done. And then I realized, you know, people are encouraging me to keep going. And I was like, okay, maybe next year I'll try again. And then they announced Miss Milwaukee, and I figured, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to earn a scholarship. I'm in law school. Why not go for it? What can I lose? And so I decided to compete again, and I won the title and a very nice scholarship to go towards my legal education.
That's great. That is very handy. What have you learned from competing? What did you learn through going through this?
I learned that it takes dedication and just really centering yourself and your mind on positive things to try something new and to get through that and to go with the adversity that comes with that. You know, it took a lot to prepare for each of the competitions that I have participated in. And even with Miss Wisconsin coming up this June, just realizing that I am an overcomer and being able to put my mind to something and set goals and achieve them is what I've learned throughout this process.
Could you take us behind the scenes a bit? Because we may hold stereotypes about the pageant world that could use clarity, could use more discussion. What are those misconceptions about pageants and what are they really like?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions about pageantry is that this is all about a beauty competition. And honestly, it's more than that. The Miss America organization is the largest scholarship provider for young women in the United States. And I think that it's important that these pageants and these competitions are recognized for what they're doing in supporting young women in their legal education. And not only are they supporting with scholarships, but this is an opportunity for young women to grow with like practical skills. So as far as competition goes, there's an interview segment, and just preparing for that alone will help young women with whatever interviews, you know, that they may have to do in the future.
Oh, like the one we're having right now.
Yeah, and for jobs that I have in 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's a really full day. So let's talk about your platform. What's Wrong with Being Confident, focusing on self-confidence and body positivity for young women. How are you going about this initiative?
Yes, so What's Wrong with Being Confident is my initiative. And what that is centered on is bringing people together into one space so that we can have this space where we can share our experiences about the barriers that we face with building our confidence. And I usually share some of my personal stories as well as have other women share their stories so that we are all communicating and collaborating in this process along our confidence journey. And what I've been doing so far is going into different schools around the Milwaukee area and really advocating to our youth that they have a voice and that they can use that voice and be confident in themselves and to share their stories because it may inspire someone else.
I'm going to reintroduce you, talking with Jada Davis, who is recently crowned Miss Milwaukee, a Marquette University law school student, a business owner. You can join in with questions, 800-642-1234. Jada, I think you have this line, you never know what's behind the no. I'm wondering, when were you told no, and were you surprised by what was behind the no?
I was originally denied into the school of my dreams, which was a law school that I really wanted to get into at first. And what I didn't realize was that with not getting into that school, I eventually got in, but with not deciding to commit to going to that school, there were other opportunities that were presented to me right here in Milwaukee that I would not have had if I had went elsewhere. And so you never know what's behind the no, is that you never know what one decision will change for the trajectory of, you know, where you think you want to go and what you end up doing.
You're a first generation college student in law school, in the throes of law school. Who instilled in you the confidence, the drive to say, look, I'm going to do this? And when society at large may underestimate you, may look down on you, how did you build yourself up? How did you keep going?
Yeah, so I'm really inspired by my mom and my grandmother. And my grandmother has this saying, and she says, plan your work and work your plan. And ever since I was younger, that's always been instilled in me. And what I've learned is that if I plan to do something and I put my mind to it and I set these goals, that if I plan it out, I just have to execute it and you will be successful in whatever you do once you make the vision and make it plain and plan it out.
I just want to let that soak in. Plan your work and work your plan. And it really sounds like you're living by that.
Yeah, like I said, that's something that's been instilled in me since I was a young girl. And so with everything I do, I plan it out and then I work on executing those goals and putting in the hard work. And that's really what I hope to inspire other young women to do with this role that I have, is that you can be confident in yourself. And when you be your best self and you speak positivity over your life, that you can truly achieve the goals that you have.
But how do you differentiate confidence from being, you know, I'm going to steal the book title here, Bossy Pants, comedian Tina Fey there. But, you know, women who are leaders get there by being assertive, by standing up for themselves, which can be misconstrued as being perhaps bossy or controlling. How do you negotiate that?
Yeah, so there's definitely a difference between being confident in yourself and in your abilities and knowing what it takes. And knowing what it took you to gain that confidence in order to assert that to others. And when you assert that, you have to go up at it the right way. And it's different than being, you know, bossy or cocky. It's just a matter of, you know who you are and you know what you stand for, and you're not afraid to advocate for yourself.
Really sticking to your values and making sure that you look to yourself first for that strength, it sounds like.
Right.
So as you look at the categories here in the pageant, can you break down how the competition works? You mentioned that Miss Wisconsin's coming up June 15th, I think it starts. Is that right?
So we go up there June 13th, okay. And the week, that whole week will be up there until June 18th with the final competition on that Saturday. And what the competition looks like is there are four sections. There's talent, there is interview, there's red carpet, and then there's your social impact initiative. And on each day, there are different components that you compete in order to make the top 10 to compete again on Saturday for the title of Miss Wisconsin.
What is your talent in the competition?
I am performing a contemporary dance piece to a poem by Candace Nicholas Littman, read by Lakita Caldwell.
Can can you take us a little bit into this piece and how it speaks to you and what you want to convey?
Yes. The poem is entitled Dear Black Girl, and it really resonates with me. In the poem, she's speaking about the barriers and the confidence struggles that young Black women have with their body image and being confident in themselves. And I think that's applicable for all women with the social standards that we are forcing ourselves to live up to, or feeling like we have to live up to these impossible standards that are being presented to us, especially on social media. And just to speak to the young women in the crowd, the women in general that are in the crowd that will be witnessing the piece, that, you know, we are women and we are strong and we are educated and we are modern day women who are challenging these barriers that are set before us.
How did you come across this poem, Dear Black Girl?
I was on YouTube. I originally picked a piece that I thought was something I wanted to perform to. And then I presented it to my choreographer, Morgan Williams of Water Street Dance. And he was saying, you need something that resonates with you a little more. And so I went on YouTube and I'm digging and I'm like, okay, what resonates with me? What do I want to say? And I'm like, okay, confidence. This is what I'm trying to show. I'm trying to inspire with this message. And so I came across Candace Nicholas Lippman and I was like, oh, this is it. And we went from there and choreographed the dance to that.
You just knew once you heard it and you saw it that this was it.
Yeah, once I heard it, I'm like, yep, that's the one that speaks to me. That's exactly what I'm trying to get across.
Well, we only have a few seconds left, Jada, but what about law school? What would you like to do with your law career?
I will be graduating next spring from Marquette University, and hopefully I will get a job practicing in entertainment or family law. Those are my two areas of interest that I have focused my legal career on thus far. And so I hope to really pursue that and just get involved in those two industries.
Oh, all the best to you, Jada. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jada Davis is Miss Milwaukee. The Miss Wisconsin pageant is in June in Oshkosh. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. Hope you stay with us next hour of The Morning Show as we discuss federal pandemic recovery aid and Wisconsin's share of the ARPA funds. Now it's a spring member drive that is blooming here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent with my colleague Lee Rayburn. And we're here to say, as a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you join in on The Morning Show. And that is thanks to your support. It's listeners who provide the largest share of the funding for WPR programs. So when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make The Morning Show possible and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
Running out of time for this hour's Dollar for Dollar match. It's coming from current members, including a member in Big Bend. And it's an opportunity for you to take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we've been talking about the passion and the pursuits of Miss Milwaukee, Jada Davis, hearing the voice of a young leader of color in Wisconsin and really on a path to help give young people more confidence and motivation. These are the kinds of uplifting conversations, maybe voices you wouldn't normally hear in your day. They make us see Wisconsin in a new way, and you can count on them from The Morning Show.
What a great way to wake up every morning. And WPR is listener-supported, and that means it's your donation that makes it possible. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552, this is what makes the topics that you tune in for every morning possible. So pick an amount that's right for you, then make your gift now.
And ask for your your WPR long sleeve shirt. This is a navy shirt, features the WPR logo on the front and a Wisconsin inspired design on the back. So show off your WPR pride when you ask for your WPR long sleeve shirt now. Give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm John White. Let's talk about public radio. I've been listening to public radio for about 15 years. Civil discourse makes public broadcasting all the more valuable because it sifts out the noise, the anger, and agenda setting of commercial media. That's why public radio is my source for the gold standard in fair and honest discussion.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. Your support during the Spring Member Drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, it will be matched right now, dollar for dollar. Get in on the match. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And then you double it up. It's in effect right now, as Kate said, and it's a great time to donate because our current members, including a member in Big Bend, will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to get involved and support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double it up right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you might spend a few dollars a month or more on TV streaming, a movie subscription service du jour. Think about paying for your WPR usage that same way. After all, you join us every day for information and entertainment.
And if you've never given before, start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month that's comparable to your Netflix or HBO or Disney Plus or any of your subscription services. Subscribe here. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Look, we have this dollar for dollar match still in effect. We have minutes left of it, and we have match money on the table, more than $2,500 to go here to get every penny out of this match. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
Tick, tick, tick. Ask for a WPR thank you gift when you give $10 or $20 a month from apparel to drink well. Where? Let the world know WPR is your source for information and inspiration. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Jill in Monona who says, I'm donating because I listen every morning, of course, Jill says. Your gift right now is so important. Jill, thank you. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Get in on this match. Moments left. And thank you for your support.